ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मामा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। के समवेदीये केनोपनिषदि द्वितीयः खण्डे चतुर्थः मन्त्रः। प्रतिबोधविदितं मतम् प्रतिबोधविदितं मतम् अमृतत्वं हि विन्दते आत्मना विन्दते वीर्यम् विद्यया विन्दते मृतम्। ऑल क्लीन फॉर सेंटेंसेस फॉर्म द मंत्र हियर ऑल फोर क्वार्टर्स। आई हैव सेड यस्टरडे प्रतिबोध विदितम मतम। That first quarter of the mantra itself presents the profound teaching of Atma Jnanam being the Aparoksham Jnanam. Self-knowledge is Aparoksham Jnanam. Even though the reality is all pervasive, still, reality is available for recognition. The reality implied by the term Brahman or Atma is available for recognition only in the mind. Mind is the manifesting medium. As I said yesterday, mind is constituted of thoughts. So every thought, otherwise known as vrittihi, serves as a manifesting medium for consciousness. So mind is the manifesting medium for consciousness. That is how consciousness is available for recognition only in the mind. If there's no manifestation, there's no manifesting medium. Without manifesting medium, then there cannot be manifestation. If there's no manifestation, still this abstract reality will remain non-recognizable. Even though the manifesting medium and the entity of the material universe is dependent on this reality for its very existence. This word is mutual dependence. So this reality, which is of the nature of pure consciousness or pure knowledge, is dependent on the matter in the form of mind for its manifestation. Of course, the matter in its entirety, whether the subtlest matter of mind or the objective universe, the matter's entirety is dependent on consciousness for its very existence. So it is said, pratibodha viditam matam. The two participles are there, viditam and matam. We take the first quarter. Matam is also participle, which means known in this context. Even though the word matam has other meanings, here as a participle of the root man, derived from the root man. Manyate is the verb and matam is the participle, which means here known. Again, viditam also is the participle of the root vid. Viditam also means known. So pratibodha viditam matam means, so pratibodha, so bodha, I said, in the mind, the two factors. For any cognition, for any knowledge, for any experience, the two factors are inevitable. So the thought pertaining to a given object must be there. Without the thought pertaining to a given object, it is not possible to have the knowledge or cognition or experience of that object. So any number of objects known, so many relevant thoughts must be there. Without the thought, the thought is, of course, the subtlest, it's elemental product. Thought, of course, is material matter, inexplicably subtlest material product. But without the thought, cognition is not possible. Knowledge of any object is not possible. Experience is also not possible. So experience or cognition or knowledge definitely is dependent on a thought pertaining to a given object. But thought by itself cannot even exist. A thought cannot even have the status of being existent by itself independently. And where's the question of becoming a cognition by itself? Where's the question of becoming experience by itself? So a thought is very much dependent on another principle. Abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest substance, vastu. That is what is implied by the term consciousness. The reality is implied by the term consciousness in terms of its nature of being conscious. And that consciousness is beginningless, endless, changeless, all-pervasive, timeless. So it is the consciousness principle and the thought together constitute a cognition. So that is when every countless number of thoughts rise in the waking state. So in every cognition, what is invariably present is this unchanging, changeless, unchangeable, non-arriving, non-departing consciousness is invariably present in all the variable thoughts. So variable thoughts pertaining to varied objects, the presence of consciousness alone become the cognition. That's what is here. So here, consciousness can be by itself independently without the presence of the thought. The thoughts are absent, thoughts remain resolved, cognitions of the objects are not there. Still, consciousness can exist independently, but without being available, without being available for recognition. Consciousness is non-recognizably as pure consciousness. And when the thoughts are there, the same pure consciousness gets the title as what? Manifested consciousness or manifestation, there's a of consciousness, a reflection of consciousness, chid abhasaha. So in the absence of thoughts, the consciousness is not recognizable. The reality is not recognizable in terms of its nature of knowing. Then the reality remains as pure reality, Brahma, Atma, consciousness. Chit, the term uses chit. In the presence of thoughts, the same consciousness is simply said to be chid abhasaha. So Swamiji always made it very clear, we don't have two as chid abhasaha and chit. Swamiji was very reluctant even giving the example of mirror and reflection, etc. Because we get confused otherwise. Because there's no such a thing called reflection or manifest, to be frank. There's just the consciousness. It's recognizable, means manifest itself means what? Recognizability alone is meant by the word manifestation. So recognizable means chit abhasaha. Non-recognizable means chit. Actually speaking, it's only consciousness. Thoughts do arrive, thoughts do remain, thoughts do resolve. And thoughts keep on fleeting. Thoughts have to keep moving. That is how our cognitions vary. So in all these changing, constantly moving, arriving, departing thoughts, what is there changelessly, unchangeably, invariably, without arriving and departing, is reality, consciousness. And reality knows the vritti. There's nothing in between the consciousness and the vritti. That's why vritti is said to be sakshyam, witnessed. Vritti is the witnessed, and the witness, sakshi, is the consciousness. There's nothing is in between. There's no pramanam. For the consciousness to know the vritti, no pramanam is in between. That's why it's aparoksham. Okay, aparoksham means what? Here, consciousness is the absolute, direct seer of the thought. And that seeing is not an action, that is the swarupam. That knowing, illumining, seeing is not an action, the swarupam. So every thought is known in the presence of consciousness. So there's no effort or action. In the mere presence of consciousness, the thought becomes known. That's a cognition. In the presence of consciousness, experience is possible. What is beyond consciousness? What is it which knows the presence of consciousness? Nothing. That is why if at all, there is knower, illuminator. It is this consciousness which is the illuminator beyond which nothing exists. Consciousness exists beyond everything as the absolute knower seer. So knowing is illumining, bringing an object to light. That is why we also use the term light of consciousness. It's not like the light. Light brings opaque things to light. Relatively. Absolutely. The sense organs bring up respective objects to light. Relatively. Mind, even cognitions bring objects to light. Relatively. Absolutely. What brings the vrittis to light is the consciousness. Therefore, the illuminator, the knower, absolute knower, from the standpoint of the thoughts is consciousness. But consciousness left alone by itself is not the knower, is not the eliminator. Just the consciousness. Therefore, Pratibodha Viditam. So as they sent a note to all of you, when this inseparably united, that's a thought and word, we say Parvati and Parameshwara are united inseparably like the thought and the word, the word and the meaning. Because for us, word and the meaning are inseparable, very gross. We know how a word is inseparable from the meaning. But here we say consciousness and matter in the form of thought are inseparably united. You cannot you do not physical separation of consciousness and thought is not possible at all. Physical in the sense what? There's no way of separating. At the same time, cognitively discernible. So cognitively discerning the consciousness from the inert material thought pertaining to a given object. In spite of the thoughts being there, because of the blessing of the cognitions, we can discern the consciousness from the thoughts. So consciousness can be discerned, distinctly known and claimed as the content of I. There is no I. There's only consciousness. From the standpoint of wave, you can say truth of the wave is water. From the standpoint of water, you have to say there's only water appears as wave. It is pure, abstract, formless consciousness which alone is available for recognition as I. Even I itself is a vritti. I cognition. The I cognition is separate. The specific vritti, I cognition is a specific vritti. And then there is consciousness. This vritti is mithya and consciousness is satyam. Which are the two aspects, inseparable two aspects, which should be taken as I? Mithya vritti or satyam awareness? That is why this is what is aparoksham jnanam. Understand? Discerning the consciousness from the vritti cognitively, distinctly. Consciousness being distinct from the thought, distinctly, then seeing that consciousness as aham, I refers to, I should be identified with only that abstract, formless consciousness. Then you can say what? Aham Brahma Asmi. I, the knower, am Brahma. I, the knower, am Atma. Only aparokshataya, distinctly, the consciousness alone, when the consciousness is discerned and distinctly claimed as aham, as it taken ownership of as the meaning of I, only then we can say Brahman becomes the known. Okay. So, first vihitam is what? When the consciousness is distinctly claimed as aham, discerned in every variable, on all the variable cognitions, the truth invariably present and claimed as the truth of I, only then Brahman becomes the known. Brahman is said to be the known. Otherwise, it is not, there's no knowledge. That's why two participles meaning the same. Is it clear? Pratibodha viditam viditam. If it is not distinctly, if consciousness is not discerned from the thoughts, and the consciousness distinctly is not taken ownership of as the content of aham, the pure consciousness alone, which is said to be chit, which is also said to be chidabhasa. The standpoint of thought is said to be chidabhasa. The standpoint of consciousness is said to be chit, same chit alone. The chit alone is taken to be, consciousness alone is taken as the content of aham, then pratibodha viditam alone is matam. Only then it is known. Known as consciousness alone is known. Brahman, the word Brahman, which literally means what? Big. That which is of the nature of bigness, limitlessness, is Brahman. What bigness? It is abstract, formless reality which is arrived in terms of its nature of knowing, alone is taken, understood as the known, as the meaning of the word Brahman, Atma, I, then Brahman is known. Otherwise, Brahman is not known. So, Pratibodha Viditam Matam. And he means, indeed, he can mean anything but here, because this Brahmajnanam, because of this Brahmajnanam, the knower of Brahman as the self, the knower of Brahman as the innermost, Brahman as the innermost essence, the very content of aham. For him, aham Brahma asmi. The person with such a knowledge, because of that knowledge, a person attains immortality, amritatvam. Does he attain immortality? Next question. No. He claims immortality. Once a person claims, discerns consciousness from every, an invariable consciousness, invariably present consciousness from all the variable cognitions, when he claims that consciousness as aham Brahma asmi, then the nature of consciousness is immortality. Consciousness is immortal, not subject to any destruction, a change. Being immortal means absolutely being not subject to any change or modification. The nature of consciousness is immortality. Being immortal is the very surupam. When I claim consciousness as, you know, I means what? I resolve I sense in awareness, pure awareness as awareness. I say, see, aham Brahma asmi, then immortality is my nature. So discovering immortality as one's own self, seeing oneself being consciousness, the standpoint of consciousness, seeing one's nature being immortality, is attaining immortality. It's not attaining, it's discovery of consciousness being the innermost essence, content of I, is discovery of immortality as one's own nature. Is it clear? Okay. Then, Atmana Vindate Viryam. And this is very subtle. one must be able to distinguish cognitions from the rest of the world of objects. Cognitions, one must understand what cognition is first of all, and how cognition involves two factors. Cognition is the two components constitute the cognition, must be become very clear, very subtle. And the two inseparable components of cognition, the consciousness component alone is satyam, the thought component is mithya, that must be very clear. And to distinguish, I tell you, attention of the mind must be withdrawn totally from everything else and placed in the teaching, and this repeatedly one must be able to see this fact of consciousness being absolutely the truth of I. We are not able to do that. Only then it becomes ascertained. That is why it is said, and the capacity, capability to understand cognitions, to discern cognitions from the rest of the material aspects, and again, after cognition also, to discern the consciousness aspect from the thought aspect, the variable thought aspect, discern the invariable consciousness aspect from the variable thoughts, and to claim the consciousness as the aham, take ownership of it as aham, one needs tremendous mental preparation. Therefore, that he says, viryam atmana vindate. It is the same mind, the distracted, restless, agitated, confused, lamenting, worried, this damn mind alone can be prepared. This can accomplish the absolute. The mind, if it is well trained, well prepared, it needs preparation. Okay? You tame the dog, the mind cognitively has to be all the time. All the facts have to be understood in the light of the teaching. And that's how the mind, gradually mind has to be prepared. That is how mind becomes capable. So, a person attains the capability to discern the cognitions, to discern the consciousness from the thoughts. A person has with a prepared mind. Atmana viryam vindate. Then, the prepared mind, the person is capable of discerning the thoughts from the rest of the material aspect components. Then from the cognition component, the cognition, when the person is discern the consciousness component from the thought component and takes ownership of that consciousness alone as aham and sees the thought and the thoughts pertaining to the objects being non-separate from oneself. It is then a person attains amritam, which is moksha, okay, immortality. Here, nothing is attained. Vindate, vindate, vindate means attains. Attaining is it's a cognitive attainment. Attainment in terms of knowledge. Attainment in terms of discovery. Okay. The standpoint of consciousness, one has to see oneself being absolutely indestructible, immortal self. Fear should run away from such a person. It cannot stand there. I tell you, Bhagavad Pada's commentary is so beautiful. It's going to really throw much more light. Let's go to the class. I think Estes' doubt has been clarified. Is it? Okay. కదా బ్రహ్మ మతం భవతి, వన్ డస్ బ్రహ్మన్ బికమ్ రియలీ నోన్. స్టడింగ్ శాస్త్రం, అటెండింగ్ ఫ్యూ క్లాసెస్, పీపుల్ విల్ కమ్ అండ్ సే ఐ నో బ్రహ్మన్, ఐ నో ద వేదాంత, ఐ నో ద ట్రూత్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఫర్ టాకింగ్ లైక్ దట్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫర్ అస్ టు రిమైన్ క్వైట్. ద మోర్ యు లిసన్, ద క్వైటర్ యు బికమ్. కంటిన్యూ లిసనింగ్, కంటిన్యూ టు లిసన్. వాట్ ఈస్ దేర్ పీపుల్ రిపీట్? నో. You start understanding. With the more you listen, you learn to listen when you start understanding, isn't it? Therefore, only then Brahman becomes known, when Brahman is known distinctly as pure consciousness. As the consciousness, as the invariably present consciousness in all the variable thoughts. Okay. We'll go to the Pratibodha Viditam. Bhashyam part. Pratibodha Viditam. So, Bodham, Pratividitam. ప్రతిబోధ విదితం మీన్స్ బోధం ప్రతివిదితం. బోధం ప్రతి, ఐ వాంట్ టు రిమైండ్ యూ వన్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ థింగ్ హియర్, ఐ లవ్ దిస్. సి బోధ మీన్స్ ఎవ్రీ కాగ్నిషన్. బోధం. సి వీ డోంట్ రియలీ డిఫరెన్షియేట్ కాగ్నిషన్స్ బికాస్ వీఆర్ వెరీ వెరీ క్విక్. సో మెనీ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ హ్యాపనింగ్, సో మెనీ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ నోన్, సో మెనీ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆర్ నోన్. So objects can not just the form alone, the form, function, action, so many things. So every cognition, bodham pratividitam, in every cognition pertaining to every object, what is invariably present, continuously present, is consciousness. Diso pratividitam. Prati is a, the word prati is an indeclinable word which always used when you want to say towards or every. You use the word prati. Prati dinam, every day. Prati griham, every house. Prati bodham, means what? Every cognition. Only when the reality, abstract, formless reality obtaining as the knower of the mind, knower of every cognition, and being present invariably in all the variable cognitions, is discerned and unknown as the self, then alone Brahman is known. Okay, now, bodha shabdena, by this expression bodha, baudhaha pratyaha uchyante. See, baudha means what? Baudha means anything pertaining to buddhi is said to be baudha. Okay? So, baudha means a Buddhist is also called known as baudha. Anything pertaining to Buddha, they are all followers of Buddha. Therefore, they are known as baudhaha. But here, anything pertaining to buddhi is bauddha. So, bauddhaha means intellectual, mental. But Vishnu, you know, what are mental? What is which? So, here, even though the word buddhi does not mean only intellect, buddhi stands for entire antahkaranam. Bauddhaha means, okay, internal thought modifications. Baudhaha pratyayaha. See, pratyayaha. Pratyayaha means the internal cognitions which constitute the mind are said to be baudhaha pratyayaha. So, pratyayaha, we can say thought by itself is a pratyayaha. A cognition is a pratyaha. So, bauddhaha pratyaha means the thoughts which rise and resolve, which constitute the antahkaranam, are said to be bodhaha pratyaha. So bodha shabdena bodhaha pratyaha uchyante. By this expression bodhaha, cognitions obtaining in the mind are meant. Cognitions obtaining in the mind, cognitions which rise and resolve in the mind, antahkaranam, are meant. Please make a note, the word buddhi does not mean only intellect, all entire antahkaranam. Now, whether ahankaraha, I sense, okay, ahankara means the knowledge of I, the first and the foremost of the cognitions, I cognition. Then the knowledge of existence of the self, I am, that's another cognition. So, then you can any number of cognition, that's all cognitions. So, bodha shabdena bodhaha pratyaha uchyante. All cognitions obtaining in the mind are meant by the word bodhaha. Okay. Sarve pratyaha vishayi bhavanti yasya saha atma sarva bodhan pratibuddhyate. It's very important. See, yasya sarve pratyaha vishayi bhavanti. That for which that subtle, inexplicably subtlest, abstract principle for which all thoughts or cognitions become the object. Become the objects. Vishayi bhavati means becomes an object. So become the objects. So sarve pratyaha, all the thought modifications, a component, the thought component, components of the cognitions, sarve pratyaha, vishayi bhavanti, become the objects for which abstract subtlest principle, saha atma, that is atma. So that inexplicably subtlest substance for which all inert material thought components of cognitions become the objects, that subtlest principle is atma. What does that atma do? Buddhyate. Sarva bodhan prati buddhyate. Sarva bodhan prati buddhyate. It is that subtlest principle for which all the thoughts become the objects, which alone is said to be atma. That atma alone knows, buddhyate, knows all the thoughts, knows the thoughts in all cognition, sarva bodhan prati buddhyate, knows every thought in every cognition, being the very truth, very self of every thought. Sarva bodhan prati buddhyate. It knows. Buddhyate, the atma knows all the thoughts obtaining in every cognition. Okay. Every thought and every cognition, the consciousness component knows the every thought in every cognition. That alone is Atma. Is it clear now? So now it is exactly see here, in the presence of light, opaque thing is there. Between opaque thing and the light, what is there? Nothing. And light illumines the opaque thing. By doing what? By its mere presence. Opaque thing is there, light is illuminator. Opaque thing goes, light continues to be there without the illuminator qualification. Understand? The thoughts are there, consciousness is always there without arriving and departing. Thoughts rise, then the cognitions, then consciousness knows. Consciousness knows. Light illumines the opaque thing. Even the opaque thing obtains in its presence. The thought arrives, obtains in the presence of consciousness. There is cognition. Then consciousness knows the thought. Understand now? There is buddhyate. Knows means what? Why does it know? Surupam. This is what we say, swarupam of every thought. The innermost self, the innermost essence of every thought is what? Consciousness. The reality. But what is consciousness? So, that is why, just as opaque thing becomes an object of illumination, object of light. Understand? Object of illumination, the illumined opaque is object of light. Similarly, the pure awareness consciousness for which the known thoughts are, the illumined thoughts, the known thoughts are objects of consciousness. Vishayi bhavanti. So, sarve pratyaha, hear it, you can't rush here. I'm helpless, okay? We have to be with every word here because he's understanding. Sarve pratyaha vishayi bhavanti yasya saha atma. What is atma? All pervasive, abstract, formless, only reality implied by the term atma. What is that? It is saha atma yasya sarve pratyaha vishayi bhavanti. That is atma for which all cognition, all thoughts become the objects. Thoughts pertaining to the objects. Thoughts pertaining to the objects become the objects of consciousness. Therefore, sarva bodhan pratibuddhyate. So, Atma knows. Atma knows by its mere presence the thought components of all variable cognitions, variable thoughts of variable cognitions. And either many, only consciousness, isn't it? The one consciousness obtains as the invariably present knows all the variable thoughts. Okay. Now, the beautiful word comes, therefore, sarva pratyaya darshi. Sarva pratyaya darshi. What does it mean? Sarvan pratyayan pashyati iti sarva pratyaya darshi. Sarvan pratyayan pashyati iti sarva pratyaya darshi. The only seer of all thought components in all cognitions. Sarva pratyaya darshi. Okay. Chichakti swarupa matraha. I'm so happy to read this particular word. I always say swarupam and shakti are one and the same. Understand? Chichakti swarupa matraha. This Atma is the only seer of thought components in all variable cognitions. Then, Chichakti Swarupa Matraha. Atma is merely of the nature of the knowing power. Chichakti Swarupamatraha. So, that's why we say, this is how the same consciousness is Sakshi, witness, and the thought is Sakshyam. Vrittihi Sakshya, Vrittayaha Sakshyaha, and the Sakshi is consciousness. When do you say consciousness Sakshi? From the standpoint of Sakshyaha Vrittayaha, the Sakshi is consciousness. So therefore we say thought is a sakshi pratyaksha. Now, chichakti swarupa matraha is the atma is purely of the nature of knowing power. So, knowing power, chichakti means what? The power of consciousness is the knowing power. You can say power of consciousness. The knowing power is the very swarupam of the Atma. I'm so happy to know this. No way. I say this. Knowing power is very swarupam. Chichakti swarupam atraha. These words should go and you must memorize these words. Bhashyakara's words. Chichakti swarupam atraha Atma. Sartharva pratyadarshi atma. Then, pratyayahi eva. Now he's explaining, please make a note. Pratibodha viditam alone is matam. If it is known in this manner, then it is known. Otherwise, it is not known. Isn't it? Actually, the method of stumbling up on the very reality as the self is presented by Acharya. See, pratyayahi eva pratyayeshu avisishtataya lakshyate. Katham atma lakshyate? Lakshyate means pointed out. Okay, lakshyate means denoted. So many words are meaning, but here accurately recognized. Lakshyate. See, how Atma, the abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing power, which is endowed with the knowing power, which is endowed with the knowing power as very nature, is arrived at, recognized. Katham rakshate avisishtataya, without any attributes, without any qualifications, avisishtataya, without any qualification, without any attributes, without any conditions, unconditionally, attributelessly, abstract formless reality is recognized as the knower of thoughts. How? Pratyayeshu. In all the variable cognitions, it is recognized invariably being present. Invariably recognized. Pratyayeshu. Therefore, pratyayahi eva, only because of the cognitions. Pratyayahi eva means what? Through the cognitions, with the help of the cognitions, in the presence of cognitions only. Pratyayahi eva. Why? If the cognitions are not there, there's no way of lakshyate. Lakshya, it is not, the reality, abstract formless reality cannot be arrived at in terms of its nature of consciousness, recognized, if without the thoughts. So pratyehi eva lakshyate means only because of, only in the presence of cognitions. Pratyayeshu, in only in the presence of cognitions, in all the variable cognitions, as the invariable consciousness component, without any attributelessly, Atma is recognized. Is it clear what I'm saying? See, Atma, Sarva Pratyadarshi Atma, Chichakti Swarupmatraha Atma, Avisishtataya Lakshyate. So Atma, in terms of its nature of consciousness, is recognized attributelessly as pure consciousness in all the variable cognitions, only as the consciousness component in the presence of cognitions. Clear? That is why if you drop the thoughts and sit there with a blank mind, you will fall asleep. Swamiji used to say this and he will laugh for a few minutes. Because Swamiji revels, okay? Na anyat dwaram antaratmanaha vijnanaya. Antaratmanaha vijnanaya anyat dwaram nasti. There is no way, no entrance, no means. Dwaram means entrance. There's no entrance through which you can penetrate and go and stumble upon consciousness. There's no means of arriving at Atma. There's no other way of discovering the truth. Antaratmanaha vijnanaya. For the knowledge of the innermost self, antaratmanaha vijnanaya, for the recognition of the innermost self, for the knowledge of the innermost self, anyat dwaram na, there is no other means for the knowledge of the innermost self. Antaratmanaha vijnanaya anyadvaram nasti. Because here attainment is not physical, it is cognitive. Attainment is in terms of knowledge. So we arrive at the abstract reality and you use the term conscious in terms of its nature of knowing consciousness as the truth of the thought, surupma of the very thought, not as an object of thought. Understand? If it's object of thought means, then viditam, isn't it? No, surupma of the thought means only it is actually Atma is known. Viditam. Viditam is what I'm saying, object. Na viditam, viditat, aviditat, adhi. When you say, this is the meaning. Understand? Viditat, viditam is what? Known is object. Aviditam is unknown. Other than, what other than means? So consciousness is the surupam, the very innermost self of the thought, not an object of thought. This is what is said to be aparoksham jnanam. So atma jnanam is not pratyaksha jnanam, not paroksha jnanam. Susarupa jnanam, susarupa jnanam is aparoksham jnanam. So I'll go ahead with the next verse. Ataha pratyaya பிரத்யகாத்மதையா விதித்தம் பிரம்ம யதா. பிரத்யயஸ்ய பிரத்யகாத்மதையா யதா பிரம்ம விதித்தம். ஆச்சாரிய சேஸ் அதஹ தேர்ஃபோர் யதா பிரத்யயஸ்ய பிரத்யகாத்மதையா பிரம்ம விதித்தம். ஓன்லி வென் தி அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி பிரம்மன் பிகம்ஸ் நோன், இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் தி வெரி இன்னர்மோஸ்ட் செல்ஃப் ஆஃப் தி தாட், ட்ரூத் ஆஃப் த தாட். பிரத்யயஸ்ய பிரத்யகாத்மா, பிரத்யயஸ்ய பிரத்யகாத்மா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? The truth of the thought, swarupam of the thought, innermost self of the thought. See, all thoughts constitute our mind. And the first thought is I thought, I cognition. You arrive at it through aham, then you say what? The same consciousness, isn't it? The pure consciousness. That is why self of பிரத்யயஸ்ய பிரத்யகாத்மா. பிரத்யகாத்மா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பிரத்யகாத்மா மீன்ஸ் தி இன்னர்மோஸ்ட் செல்ஃப். பிரத்யக் மீன்ஸ் இன்னர்மோஸ்ட், ஆத்மா மீன்ஸ் செல்ஃப், பிரத்யகாத்மா மீன்ஸ் இன்னர்மோஸ்ட் செல்ஃப். ஒன்லி வென் திஸ் பிரம்மன் தி ஆத்மா இஸ் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் நோன் ஆஸ் தி இன்னர்மோஸ்ட் செல்ஃப் ஆஃப் தி ஒன்லி இன்னர்மோஸ்ட் unchanging self of all the changing thoughts, tada tanmatam, only then atma is known, only then atma becomes the known. Otherwise you can say I know, you don't know. Upanishad says now it's very clear, viditam and matam. Yesterday it was you were scratching some itching was there, isn't it? Because two participles were used, known, what is the meaning of the known? Is it clear now? Tada eva tanmatam bhavati. Tanmatam. Tada tanmatam. Tada eva. Tat means that Brahman is known. Only then Brahman is known. Until then, otherwise, Brahman is not known. Okay. That is why, now it's very interesting. So, when is Brahman not available? Once you recognize, just recognition of your swarup, that is Pooja Swamiji likes his word, recognition is self-knowledge. Self-recognition or self-knowledge, he doesn't like self-experience, realization, and enlightenment. On particular day it happens, okay? Maybe understand the Shastra you study is there. So here, tada tanmatam bhavati. Only then atma is known. Atma becomes the known. Until then atma is not known. And that is what is said to be what? That samyak darshanam ityartha. Every word, Acharya's beautiful word. So, tat samyak dash, it is what is said to be clear, doubt-free, ascertained, perfect vision of the truth. When a person sees choicelessly, I am consciousness Brahma. When you say, a person says, I am consciousness Brahma, for him, I is completely resolved. It's called Atma Nivedanam. When you say, in every variable cognition, what is invariably arrived at is pure consciousness. That is what in Bhagavatam, every gopi is a mind. In Rasa Leela, I wanted to tell you this, okay? In Rasa Leela, Angana, Mangana, Madhyago, Krishna. Between every gopi, there is one Krishna. So many Krishnas are there, but no. One Krishna, one consciousness is there in every mind, in every cognition. The invariably present consciousness is symbolized by Krishna, and the variable thoughts are the gopis. The variable cognitions, the minds, also go different minds, one truth, one aura of one all the minds. Only knower of all the minds is Krishna. Krishna is personification, the only knower of all the minds, only knower of all the cognitions. Invariable consciousness in all the variable thoughts. Angana Mangana Madhyago Krishna. And whenever attention goes away from consciousness, the thought or object, finished, Krishna disappears. The gopis now, when they, slightly they become arrogant, okay? What is arrogant? Arrogance is not a problem, okay? Attention slips away from consciousness to object of thought. Krishna disappears. The gopis would know, amazing, how Vyasa say, what a, can just do only namaskaram, sitting here. He presents that Bhagavata Katha saying, you know, the gopi will be, suddenly Krishna will disappear. He'll be with other gopi, not with this gopi. Even romance has to be beautifully presented. So, what is samyak darshanam? Yada samyak darshanam kim? Question for all of you, have to write Sanskritam answer, okay? Last in Sanskritam class. Samyak darshanam kim? You have to write from Acharya's answer. Samyak darshanam kim? Yada pratyaya pratyagatmataya brahma viditam tada eva brahma matam. Tada eva brahma viditam bhavati. Only when Brahman is understood as, understood attributelessly as the very truth of every thought in all the cognitions, only then Brahman is known. The Brahman is known, Brahman is not an object, Brahman is not any subject, Brahman is the very Swarupam of I. Swarupam of I means the truth of I means the truth of the knower. The truth of the knower is not the knower. Understand, the knower is the truth. The truth of the knower is not the knower. Is it clear? It is like, illuminator is light, but light is not the illuminator. This is what we have to understand, how Brahman is arrived as the Rupam of the knower. I claimed as the very truth, aham, then now aham is equal to abstract, formless consciousness implied by the term Brahma. So only when yada Brahma pratyagatmataya, as the innermost self of the thought Brahman is known, only then tada eva tadvitam bhavati matam bhavati. Only then Brahman is known. Tade, that alone is said to be samyak darshanam. That alone is said to be clear vision. Samyak darshanam. Doubt free vision. Okay. I'll stop here because there is a very, very interesting portion. Beautiful portion. We'll continue tomorrow. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.